This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that helps to bring the climate change accord into force this year. U.S. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, which is hosting this year's G20 summit. Mr. Obama said the agreement marks a turning point in the planet's history.
This is the single best chance that we have to deal with a problem that could end up transforming this planet in a way that makes it very difficult for us to deal with all the other challenges that we may face.
For the Paris Agreement to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those accounting for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the agreement. So far, only 23 countries have ratified the accord. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke to a predominantly black church in Detroit on Saturday. The Republican nominee told members of the Great Faith International Ministries that they have a role to play in America's future.
There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers.
2 months before the election, Trump is trying to attract the vote of the African-American community, which traditionally has voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidates. Many minority voters have found Trump's description of their lives to be condescending, with some African-American community leaders dismissing Trump's message. This is VOA News. The former Hurricane Hermine has been downgraded to a subtropical cyclone, but is expected to regain strength as it moves over warmer water. Tropical storm warnings are in effect from the Carolinas as far north as Connecticut, with dangerous storm surges expected along the coast from Virginia to New Jersey. Governors all along the East Coast have announced emergency preparations. The National Hurricane Center said that the Tropical Storm Center was located 281 kilometers off Norfolk, Virginia, with sustained winds of 112 kilometers per hour. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Mir Qasem Ali was hanged at a jail near Dhaka late Saturday after a final meeting with his family members. The country's highest court had rejected his final appeal on Tuesday, and Ali had said he would not seek presidential clemency. He is the fifth Jamaat-e-Islami party leader to be executed since 2010, when Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina formed a special tribunal to try suspected war criminals. Turkish tanks on Saturday crossed into Syria to the west of a frontier town seized from the Islamic State last week. Turkish media report at least 20 tanks and 5 armored personnel carriers crossed at the Turkish border town of Elbeli. The move marks a new phase of the Operation Euphrates Shield, which is aimed at sealing off the last stretch of border controlled by Islamic State group fighters. Pope Francis has called on Catholics to imitate the example of people like Mother Teresa, who will be made a saint on Sunday. Francis told those gathered in Rome Saturday that Mother Teresa represents a role model for all people. He said, "This testimony of mercy of our times joins the vast array of men and women who, in their holiness of life, have made the love of Christ visible." Hundreds of thousands are expected to crowd into St. Peter's Square Sunday for the canonization of Mother Teresa, a nun who spent her entire life caring for the sick and destitute in India. Hundreds of residents of Davao City in the Philippines attended a memorial mass Saturday for the victims of an explosion at a night market. The attack in the southern hometown of President Rodrigo Duterte killed 14 people. The blast is believed to have been the work of Abu Sayyaf extremists. Duterte declared a nationwide state of lawlessness on Saturday, but insisted that did not amount to an imposition of martial law. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.